And it's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. You know, hour number two has sort of changed a bit since we started the Ethel Waters series at the beginning of the year. Now it's basically I do a long set of rhythm and blues bands from the 40s and the 50s. Then we go back and get a couple of pre-war piano players, usually boogie players. And then we do the Ethel Waters session. And after the Ethel Waters session, we do the vintage gospel set. That's sort of the way it's been laid out here since the first of the year. And this morning is no exception. We're going to be doing exactly the same thing. And we'll start it with the small band R&B, and it features, who else? Little Esther.
You stayed all night long, baby, and you just be true. Yes, that's fine. Treat me like a baby child. Yes, that's why.
I've got a Creole gal way down in New Orleans. I've got a Creole gal way down in New Orleans. She's the finest hunk of meat that you've ever seen. I met her last year on Carnival Day. I met her last year on Carnival Day. Ever since that day she calls me her baby. She's so young and tender, she's only 22. She's only 22. I haven't found a thing that that gal can't do. Yeah, she's real good looking, ain't no hand-me-down, and cooks the best gumbo in town.
So good when you stir it up.
Crab meat.
So good when you stir it up.
Hot sauce.
So good when you stir it up.
Filet, filet, gumbo is fine. A nice long letter, and tell her I'll be home as soon as things get better. I'm gonna ask that girl to be my wife, and I'm gonna settle right down in New Orleans for the rest of my life. So good when you stir it up
with rice and crab, so nice.
Let's grab.
That's so blue up above, and the valley below is so green. Well, and the people that I know, some are rich and some are poor, are making me love this land the more. Well, it's the roses around my door, are making me love this land the more, and that's why I love our land. Well, mothers, toys, and fathers, striving to make our dreams come true, I make me love this land of more. Well, there's a halo that I know over the meadows below, and that's why I love our land. Oh,
love, with blue skies up above, I make me love. There's a land of more, where mothers tall and fathers too, striving to make our dreams come true, and that's why I love our land.
Love is longer than forever, and endless as the mortal deep blue sea. So deep that I'll never be free. My love for you is a deep blue sea. It's grown so strong that I'll never be free. And that's why my love is a deep blue sea. Oh, my love, my love, my love, my love is a deep blue sea. My love, my love. Somewhere, somehow, sometime, someplace, I did someone wrong, and now I'm suffering with the blues. Don't know just where or why or how I must have been wrong, 'cause now I'm suffering with the blues. Why does your love taunt me, haunt me through the night, when I know that you don't want me? If you did, you'd be here by my side. Somewhere, somehow, I must have hurt you down inside. Oh, why else would I be here suffering with the blues? Oh, oh, why else would I be here suffering with the
Rack 'em back. Rack 'em back. Rack 'em back. Shake 'em up. Shake 'em up. Bring it on down in front.
It's Ivory Joe Hunter, Don't Fall in Love with Me for the King label, December 1947, rounding out an extended set. R&B sides, let's see, we started with Little Esther and a group out of the Johnny Otis Orchestra, guitar Pete Lewis there, from January 1952. Better Beware was the name of it. Then Billy Wright out of Atlanta and After a While from October of 1952. And I always tell you that Billy Wright is much under-publicized. He actually was the template for what Little Richard became. He was a gay piano-playing great vocalist out of Atlanta, Billy Wright. After Billy, we had Paul Gayton and the orchestra out of New Orleans and Creole Gal from the year 1949. We did Two Sides by Nappy Brown from June of 1955. We had a thing called Land That I Love for the Savoy label. and followed it up with another one for Savoy, In the Mood, December of 1955. Then two by Little Willie John, from December 1959 on the King label, My Love is Everything. And then one that was actually a hit for him, Suffering with the Blues, from September 1956. And we had two by Ivory Joe Hunter to finish up the set. Send Me Pretty Mama, December 1947, and Don't Fall in Love with Me, from December 1947, both of them for the King label. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We're going to change the pace now and go back to some pre-war recordings. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, one of the things we've been doing is playing a lot of pre-war piano. So we've got Jimmy Blythe and Buddy Burton here teamed together. This is from April Fool's Day back in 1928. It's their rendition of a popular tune at the time, Block and Tackle, which was a kind of homemade liquor that they used to serve at the house rent parties.
What children function?
That children function over Sam and Sue's house.
Who is Sam and Sue?
You know Sam and Sue Lassus.
Oh, what about them?
Boy, they have some of the best children in Chicago.
They got any moonshine?
Moonshine? Yeah, they got some moonshine for 25 cents a half a pint.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Block and Tackle Moonshine.
What kind of moonshine is that?
That's that moonshine, you drink one half a pint and walk down State Street and tackle any kind of automobile.
Well, don't lie. gonna miss your ham patty water and tell your ham patty well, don't I? You never miss your ham patty daddy, tell your ham patty daddy says bye-bye. And when up on the ham patty mountain, took a peep at the beam and sun. I went up on the ham patch mountain, took a peep at the beam and sun. I mean, nobody treats me like my ham patch baby done.
I played a thing a long time, ham patch daddy.
I can't play no long time, woman, but I'll play it twice. What do you say I'll do it twice, mama?
Follow my ham patch band and knees.
I'm gonna pay to the ham badger, good Lord, to send me back my ham badger used to be. Saying this ham badger's fast, for someone may be like my ham badger self. I'm gonna sing this ham badger's fast, for someone may be like my ham badger self. Oh, I do love a ham badger, somebody when they already got some dog on. I'm by the ham badger's body, yeah.
Right, Jimmy Blythe, and a thing called Fat Meat and Greens from June 1925, recorded for the Paramount label. And that rounded out the set. We started with the side by Jimmy Blythe and Buddy Burton, teamed together on piano and vocals on the Jennet label called Block and Tackle, recorded April Fool's Day of 1928. And in the dialogue there before they start singing, he talks about what is block and tackle. It's kind of liquor. You drink a cup and then run down the block and tackle any kind of a car. I know that at one point I had a version where somebody sings block and tackle. I thought it was Blythe and Burton, and Tackle a Lion was the name of it, but I haven't been able to find that. Any case, that was Blythe and Burton, Block and Tackle. Then we had Buddy Burton playing his own piano and singing a two-part recording called The Ham Fatchett Blues on the Paramount label from February 1928. Of course, the gimmick there was everything that he said, the adjective, the description was Ham Fatchett this, Ham Fatchett that. Ham Fatchett is actually sort of a contraction in the black community for ham-fisted. And if you look up the definition, they tell you it's a guy who really is limited in their talent, but they try to put on a big show even though they don't have any talent. But that's what Buddy Burton was singing about, Ham-Fatchet Blues, Parts 1 and 2. And, you know, this program is recorded ahead of time. And I played Part 1 and then played Part 2, and it seemed awfully similar to me to Part 2 seemed just exactly like Part 1. Well, it turned out I played the same thing twice, so we had to go back. We actually did get Part 2. Eventually, I went back and re-recorded it. Both of those were done in February 1920. In fact, all three of the sides were done in February 1928. After that, Jimmy Blythe with an instrumental, Fat Meat and Greens, from June 1925. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and up next we have our continuing series on classic blues singer Ethel Waters. We undertook the mission at the beginning of this year to play every studio recording that Ethel Waters did from, I think it was September of 1928 through, or pardon me, September 1921 through 1941 in the recording band. And this morning we find ourselves listening to the 28th session in Ethel's career. It's done in New York City for the Columbia label. It's held September 29th of 1926. She's accompanied here simply by her longtime accompanist, Pearl Wright, on piano. Two sides were attempted on this particular day. First one was called It Takes a Good Woman to Keep a Good Man at Home. That was unissued, and she never attempted it again that I'm aware of. I don't see, like, generally if they mess a song up, maybe in the next session or two or three sessions down the calendar, they'll try it again and do a successful take on it. Well, this one never apparently had one. The other side that she attempted, and this was very successful, was a thing called the Jersey Walk. And you not only get to hear Ethel at her best, you also get to hear Pearl Wright, who could actually play some piano. So let's do it right now. Ethel Waters, September 29th, 1926, and the Jersey Walk.
On the coast where the bold Atlantic flows, where the beauties prance the most in their pretties, ease and those. There came Miss Sadie Brown, boardwalk Lulu Bell. This baby pranced around just to hear the bellhop yell, hey, shake 'em up, kid, shake 'em up, kid, shake 'em up, lady. Take 'em up, kid, take 'em up, kid, pick 'em up, lady. Why should I deny the Charleston maid of call? When here you bring the latest thing, everybody doing the Jersey Walk. Shuffle your feet, shuffle them daily. Wiggle them down, wiggle them round, wiggle them gaily. Oh, this ain't no time to squall. Let's do that Jersey Walk. Then shake them up, kid, shake them up, kid, shake them up down. Shuffle your feet, shuffle them daily. Wiggle them down, wiggle them round, wiggle them gaily. Oh, this ain't no diamond wall. Let's do that Jersey wall. Then shake them up, kid, shake them up, kid, shake them up down.
Ethel Waters and the Jersey Walk, September 29th, 1926. Pearl Wright accompanying on piano, her 28th session. And again, the unissued side, It Takes a Good Woman to Keep a Good Man Home, which we didn't listen to. And I was curious about Jersey Walk because it sounds as though it might have been a real pop hit of the day. And it turns out there were two other renditions of this recorded by other artists and nothing else. It apparently was not a big hit. It was maybe wanted to be a big hit that missed. But that was Ethel Waters and our session for this week. We'll do it again next week. We hope you'll be around at that time. Hey, in the time that's left, we're going to do our vintage gospel set. And I see we've got some time if I don't talk it all away, so let's just dig in. We've got some great stuff this week.
Good Lord, I'm climbing up the mountain, children. I didn't come here but stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm going to meet you in the judgment day.
Good Lord, I'm climbing up the mountain, children.
I didn't come here but stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm going to meet you in the judgment day.
Jonah in the belly of the whale.
Hallelujah.
He began to pray.
To the Lamb.
And she came down from glory.
And it surely was a mighty day.
Good Lord, I'm climbing up the mountain, children.
I didn't come here but stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm gonna meet you in the judgment day.
Good Lord, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children. I didn't come here but stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm gonna meet you in the judgment day.
Hebrew boys in the fire.
Hallelujah.
They began to pray.
To the Lamb.
And she came down from glory.
And it surely was a mighty day.
Good Lord, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children. I didn't come here but stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm gonna meet you in the judgment day.
Good Lord, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children. I didn't come here but stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm gonna meet you in the judgment day.
Daniel in the lion's den.
Hallelujah.
He began to pray.
To the Lamb.
And she came down from glory.
And it surely was a mighty day.
Good Lord, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children.
Good Lord,
I didn't come here but stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm gonna meet you in the judgment day.
Good Lord, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children. I didn't come here for to stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm going to meet you in the judgment day.
I pray,
yes,
till I find the Lord,
oh, my soul.
15th chapter of Matthew, and at the 25th verse, the word of the text, Lord, help me. Subject, God will take care of his people. Now let me tell you, my friend, the text word of itself was spoken by a woman that lived in the land of Canaan, and she had lost her husband and a child, goes in a perpetual condition, and she truly every position of that he was in the land of Canaan in Sodom, and they came up and diagnosed the case, but there was no remedy, and she heard from a Nazarene prophet that lived in Jerusalem. And she met a wayfaring man, and he said to the wayfaring man, my child is in a perpetual condition. This man says, the Nazarene prophet in Jerusalem is so you child. The woman said, I don't know him. Have I found him? How will I know him? Him from any other man. He wears salvation on his brow. Sin crossing in his hand. The woman went on down the road. She met this Nazarene prophet, and she cried unto him, Lord, have mercy on me. He never said a mumbling word. His Bible said, Lord, send the woman away. Because he cried after us. And he said, I'm not sent to the lost sheep of the Lord's house of Israel. And the woman said, Lord, help me now. Jesus stopped him and said, it is not meet for me to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. But the woman said, true, Lord. Yet the dog is the tongue that falls from the mouth of the evil. Have mercy on me. Lord, Jesus said, woman, your faith has made you
hallelujah.
Go on home. Your daughter's all right. Let me tell you, my friend, the woman went away rejoicing. Told him you love it where she's gone. Told him what about it. Told her husband, me and you one time. We told everybody that we were everything. Amen.
There's only one thing that I long for when I reach that home on high, to see my Jesus in his glory and to reign with him on high. I'll be so glad to see my mother who have gone on to that land, and we shall reign with him forever in that sweet home, by and by, by and
by. Oh, without a mother,
without a father,
oh, without a mother,
without a father,
we have to make journey all alone.
Heartache
men,
so many sorrows
we have known.
But I know
one day
the Lord's
gonna call me
on home to
that mansion
in the sky,
and we shall be
with
him
forever
in that sweet home,
sweet home.
Without a brother,
we have to make
this journey all by
in sorrow.
Sorrow.
I am no
happy.
Oh, my Lord.
And
may turn
in the sky,
and we shall reign
with
him forever in that
sweet home, by and by.
Boy, I wish I could sing like that. Flying Clouds of Detroit and Journey to the Sky from 1947. We listened to the Morris Brown Quartet, Climbing Up the Mountain, for the Bluebird label, August 1939. Then the Consolers, a husband and wife team out of Cleveland, Sullivan and Iola Pugh, and My Soul Couldn't Rest Contented from October 1952. Sermon from the Reverend J.C. Burnett, Lord Help Me, October 1926, Flying Clouds of Detroit. To take us on out, up to station ID and hour number 3, we will finish things off this hour with the Echoes of Zion and Evening Sun.
Like evening sun, sinking low, few more days, I must go to meet the deed that I've done.
There'll be
no setting sun,
to
be a child, God each day, my light must shine, along
the way,
I'll try to turn, night to day, make
flowers bloom,
along
the way.
Like
evening sun,
singing low,
singing low,
you won't dare.